KQED.
The Trump Labor Department is touting tough measures to crack down on abuse in foreign worker visa programs. They call it part of their America First plan. So what does America First mean for California agriculture? Here's Central Valley reporter Vanessa Roncagno.
To show how serious it is about getting tough, the Department of Labor recently announced that for the first time in history, it won a preliminary injunction under the H-2A agricultural visa program against an Arizona farmer. He's accused of housing guest workers in cramped school buses with poor ventilation and sanitation. Richard Marl, a lawyer for the Arizona farmer, calls the accusations greatly overblown.
They're trying to make an example of G Farms when there's no example to be made.
But the Department of Labor's San Francisco solicitor, Janet Harold, called the conditions shocking. She says, quote, violation of this federal law also hurts American workers who might well want these jobs if the employers provided safe housing and fair wages. H-2A visa abuse is a growing concern in California as more farmers turn to the guest worker program. Dawson Morton welcomes the Arizona action as a good first step.
I would just note that there are tens of thousands of foreign workers in Arizona and California, and so there's far more than just the workers at issue here.
Morton represents farm workers as director of litigation for the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation.
And it's right now just one example rather than a pattern, but certainly, I hope there will be more similar enforcement actions.
Brian Little of the California Farm Bureau Federation says there's already plenty of enforcement and that Trump isn't the first president worried about labor abuses.
This will be the third administration that I know of that has made announcements to the effect that they wanted to ramp up enforcement.
Little should know. He dealt with guest worker visas for George W. Bush's Department of Labor.
The context is different, but the actions are the same.
The Department of Labor wouldn't say if it has investigations pending in California, but farmers and farm worker advocates will be watching closely to see how much the Trump administration follows through. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Roncagno in Fresno.